Minister, I want to raise the issue with you in regard to the storms that we had 6 weeks ago now. Most people in my part of the country had been out of power for some time, some of them for a long time, but a lot of people still, dozens and dozens of people still have no phone line, particularly elderly people living in rural areas. Dorothy in her 80s in North Leitrim has no phone line. She had no electricity for 3 weeks. She has a panic button that she needs to have if she falls or anything happens in her home because she's an elderly person. It doesn't work without a landline. Open Air is supposed to be bringing these landlines and putting up poles and all that. They're not doing it. It's not happening for many people. Kathleen, 38 days without power, still has no phone line. Rosemary, a woman in Ahavas with a child with disabilities, has only got her phone back, I think, the day before yesterday. Tess and Dan in Carrigallen, still has no phone line. They were 4 weeks without power. I want to particularly mention Terence in North Leitrim, in near Kilty Clahar, an elderly man living up in the hills, has no phone line. Very vulnerable, has a lot of home help coming in and out to him, can't get Open Air to put the phone line back. Now,
thank
I know
you,
Comreg have a role in this, I know the
thank
Minister
you,
has a role in this,
Minister.
But it is totally inappropriate
thank
that
you,
critical infrastructure like this is not replaced
time.
6 weeks after a
thank
storm.
Thank you, Minister.
But it's important to emphasise that the fact that those lines have not yet been connected is not because the government doesn't care. It's because a huge amount of damage was done. We have been successful in working through our regulator and through the department to see the majority of the connections made back again. But I agree with you. For anybody to be in a situation where they don't have contact to loved ones, to the local community, to health service, is obviously a significant problem. And I will ensure again that Minister O'Brien and is aware of this issue. But I know that huge efforts were made to bring back connections as soon as possible and to put back in place vital infrastructure. But we have to keep going until everybody's connected.